Yesterday, China released a Tibetan music scholar who had taught in the United States. The move is being interpreted as a goodwill gesture before President Bush visits China next month. It follows reports that 27 listening devices were found in an airliner being retrofitted in the United States for China's president, Jiang Zemin. Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing. China still hasn't commented on reports that the president's Boeing 767 was bugged while it was being worked on in the United States. What do you know about that?
The Chinese authorities are keeping a very tight lid on news of this story. It usually comes out very quickly over the internet in chat rooms. But all references to this story have been wiped off the net. But of course, this story occurred at least 3 months ago. And there is a lot of interesting speculation about why the news hasn't come out after all this time. One of the factors is that, of course, when you discover you're being bugged, you often don't want to tell the people who are bugging you that you know you are being bugged. That way you can give them disinformation or get other intelligence finds. Certainly, China has reaped a big intelligence find in these 27 satellite-operated bugs, which are apparently pretty state-of-the-art and are at least as good a haul as they got with the EP-3 surveillance plane last April. One more factor that could be a reason for them not releasing the news is that, according to these reports in the Washington Post and Financial Times, they have detained quite a few Chinese officials and Air Force officers who were supposed to be keeping watch over the plane while it was retrofitted. At the very least, they didn't do their job properly, and there's a possibility that there could have been some corruption or some corroboration in this case. And any corruption of that sort would be very embarrassing to the Chinese government.
The Chinese might want to talk to President Bush about this when he visits next month.
Yes, or they might not. For all these reasons, this visit is being scheduled to improve Chinese ties with the U.S. It comes 30 years to the day, I believe, after President Nixon made his historic trip to China in 1972. And I think the whole trip is being scripted to put a bright face on ties with between Beijing and Washington. So it's very possible this thing will be glossed over.
Yesterday, China released a Tibetan musician who had attended Middlebury College in Vermont as a Fulbright scholar. Why this gesture of goodwill?
The timing of the release is certainly scheduled to help improve ties between Beijing and Washington. However, human rights groups know that this case has been worked on for a long time by diplomats, by congressmen, and by human rights groups. And there had been news that Mr. Chopil would be released. This news came out, I believe, in December of last year before the Bush visit had been planned. And so it appears the aim of this is to cooperate on the issue of human rights.
Well, relations between the U.S. and China hit a low last April after a mid-air collision between a U.S. spy plane and a Chinese fighter. Has China's cooperation with President Bush's war on terrorism helped improve relations?
It certainly has opened up a front where China and the United States can find common ground and cooperate very substantially. A lot of U.S. officials have expressed satisfaction with China's efforts to provide information on terrorist cells. At the same time, it really hasn't removed major problems between the two countries, issues like Taiwan and human rights. And also in some areas, such as the question of ethnic separatists in far western China's Xinjiang province. Some in Washington feel that China is actually using the issue as an excuse for a crackdown on separatists there. But I think if there's one factor that really militates for China glossing over the issue, it's the fact that China is having a political transition this year. They're going to be transitioning from the older generation of communist leaders to the younger generation. And the last thing they really need during this sensitive period is a major spat with the United States. So I believe that's why they've kept quiet on it until now.
Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.